This is a day I've been looking forward to for 2.5 years.
We're really proud of Timeline.
We're going to reimagine Windows.
Microsoft is announcing the breakthrough game console called Xbox.
We've created a platform attuned to consumers' changing behaviors and an evolving sense of play.
And today, we're introducing Nexus 7.
And we are calling it iPhone.
The latest news.
The biggest names.
The latest gadgets.
This is Your Tech Report.
Online at yourtechreport.com.
And now,
on the air.
On Sirius XM.
Join us for the next hour as we bring you Your Tech Report.
If you want to connect, the email address is contact@yourtechreport.com. Of course, on all our social media, you can find us at Your Tech Report. I am excited. It is September. Mitchell Whitfield, does that mean it is Tech-tember?
I was going to, you know, you beat me to it. Yeah, Tech-tember and Tech-tober and Tech-number and Tech-sember. Yeah. It's that time of year. I mean, we're getting so close to everything. Apple event is here, pretty much. There's even more rumors about the newest VR headsets coming out, although not really a drop date yet. There's so much tech that I'm looking forward to. I feel like my little brain is about to explode. So, yeah, there's that.
Did you know that I didn't tell you this because we didn't see each other because I was sick while in California, or my family was sick while in California. I'm sick now. I bought a pair of augmented reality, or one of these glasses, like the Nreal ones that you see all over Facebook, that you could plug into an iPad or plug into a device.
Yeah, just like a virtual screen.
On a big screen.
Yes, I want to do that for gaming. I want to try that on an Xbox. Yeah, how was it?
My son has now confiscated them from me. He now uses them for his ROG Ally. He plugs it into the iPad. It is such a cool experience, but you know what? The funniest thing about these things are is that they are so simple in how they work. All it is, and it has become simplified because of the size of technology these days.
Right.
It is literally, they look like a pair of Ray-Ban, like Wayfarers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they're a little bit further away from your eye, probably about a half an inch away from your eye. They sit off your face because on the top is a tiny little OLED screen. And then there's just a little angled piece of glass that sits in front of your eye. So it's literally just like a heads-up display. That's all it's doing. It's a little screen that's already there built in at the tops that just projects downwards onto the piece of glass. That's how simple they are. And that's why they're only like $300.
Okay. So how big of a screen does it simulate in front of you for gaming?
Oh, pretty big. Like it's hard to put in actual measurements because you can't measure it in real space, but it looks like you're looking at like a 150-inch screen. Like
it takes up
the majority of your vision, and you can control things like if you move your head, it can stay in this place. And there's no real augmented reality element here or extended reality.
No, I don't need that. I just need like a virtual screen to game on.
Yeah.
Like it's a perfect thing. If you're like you're sitting in bed and, you know, if you don't have a TV in the bedroom, you're here, wherever you don't have a large TV and you want to do gaming, that's
exactly
private. And you have this amazing, I would love to see now, see, I'm wondering for things like first person shooters. You know, I play a lot of Call of Duty.
Oh yeah.
So I'm wondering.
That's what my son was playing. That's what Zach was playing.
Okay, so there he didn't find there was any lag, no delay. The display did
none
a pretty
whatsoever.
Good job.
None that bothered him. He said there was a little bit of lag on certain things. So there's two ways you can use it. You can plug it in via the USB-C cable into the device directly. So in his case, it was the Ally or the iPad. And it powers from the device itself. There's no external battery or anything that you need. That's one way to use it.
Okay.
And it just worked beautifully, no lag. But there is a device, if you want to use it with an iOS device that has a lightning cable or other uncompatible devices, you need to buy this little kind of interface that has a USB-C in and another media in that does translate it for you. This is actually kind of cool because it also becomes an AirPlay device, so you can cast to it. But there is a delay when you do use that. Here's how I used it. I flew home for 6 hours from California, and I watched 1, 2, 3, 4 episodes of the latest season of Jack Ryan with the glasses. That's it. Had my earbuds in my ear, my own earbuds. It does have built-in speakers, so it fires down to your ear. Not bone conduction. It literally just fires down. So I chose to use my headphones, the glasses, and I was in heaven for 5 hours.
Okay, see, I've got to get this. And I'm guessing there's a cable, there's a USB-C to HDMI, or a way to get HDMI into this.
That's
as well.
Where you have to use that little kind of secondary device that's another, like, $150, and you have to use the an HDMI adapter of some kind. You got to play with it. It's not the most perfect solution in the world,
right.
But for things that support USB-C, and I think your Xbox might actually support it, you just plug right in, and it's just there. It's just
I gotta try this. I love this.
Yeah, it's really cool. And this is funny because I was playing with these and I ordered them to the States because you can't get them in Canada. Right. I knew I was going to be in California and then I ordered them there and I've been playing with them. My son, of course, confiscated them from me and I'll get them back to play with.
Sure you will.
But it brought up something interesting because I was doing a lot of research about it and it was funny. I landed up on an article about Apple's Vision Pro headset, which is now out in the wild, although lots of embargoes. There's units out in the wild that people are playing with to test. And one of the things that someone noted was, did anybody realize that Apple has yet and nobody has spoken about any extended reality when it comes to using this device? Like there's no overlay and interaction with your existing world. There's no LiDAR sensor and makes things like Pokemon jump on your table and put things into your world. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right. And it's amazing. It shows you how powerful that. Yeah, there's nothing. There was no demonstration of interaction with your outside world other than people walking into frame and showing you them. There was no. Yeah. So when you think about it, think about how powerful that marketing machine is at Apple that managed to make us forget about that entirely when this was the whole purpose of these headsets in the first place.
Yeah, well, you know what? They have a great habit of reinventing a sector. Even though they may not be the first to market, they have a way of making it their own. And that's smart because, listen, there are plenty of headsets. If you want that experience, there are plenty of headsets, less expensive headsets, that will give you that exact experience. So, yeah, I'm not surprised that they didn't now that you mention it, but it's kind of weird. But now that I think about it, I'm not surprised. At first I was. Now I'm not.
It's okay. You'll survive. It's okay. You'll survive. So what did we say? We said, so Apple event is, about a week away. We're going to be seeing new iPhones. We're apparently going to see a new Apple Watch, maybe some AirPods updates, USB-C, lots of cool stuff coming. We could prognosticate all we want, but there are so many cool places you can find that stuff online. So I don't want to waste too much time talking about it. I kind of want to connect. You and I haven't had a chance to really sit down and have a conversation. But yeah, you went shopping this week and you called me out of the blue.
I did. I called you out of the blue.
I've had a
rough. It happened that fast. It wasn't planned.
Well,
that's why.
Yeah. Well, but it's been like, we got home from California on Tuesday of last week. Last week already? God.
Yeah,
Tuesday of last week. I mean, kids going back to school. There was a death kind of in the family dealing with that. So you and I haven't spoken much. It's been kind of all over the place. I've got COVID now. My kids were sick. Like, it's just nuts.
Yeah.
But you sent me a text saying, I got to talk to you about cars. I'm like, okay. And this was what? Saturday. So then I call you Sunday. And by Sunday, you'd purchased a new car.
Yes, I had. Well, this is, you know how there's a difference between like a hard search and a soft search, just like a hard sale, hard pitch, soft pitch. Well, you know, a soft search, to define it properly, just to put it in, the proper vernacular, a soft search is when you're looking for something, but if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. By the way, we need to talk about that eBay thing because you were totally wrong about the number of days that it was up for sale. We'll talk about that later.
Did I miss it?
You said it was 5 days. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to get some 2 days out. I'm going to put my bid in for Mark. It was gone.
So we could talk about personal stuff afterwards. Okay.
Yeah, I just
this
want
is about
to tell
other
you
personal
this.
Stuff.
Yeah. It is other personal stuff. So the soft search, if it happens, it happens. If not, it's totally cool. And that's been my approach to the whole car thing, because anywhere between now and 10 months from now, I'm going to be turning in my car. The car will have value throughout that period because, I'm in a position where the car, where I'm either going to break even or make a little money on the car. So it's a good time to put it out there. If there's a car that's going to be hard to get, not necessarily because of price, just, even though we've been in this COVID world for so many years, parts are still hard to find. You'll still see a lot of disclaimers when looking at cars online and in person saying all the technology listed may not actually be in the car because we're still in a chip shortage. So that's still a reality, unfortunately, along with the unfortunate part about people still getting sick and all the other, repercussions. So I was sort of putting feelers out there for the car that I was interested in. And again, I have been driving a very comfortable Mercedes C300, not the fanciest, not the lowest, but, it's been very comfortable. And I've always loved sporty cars. And this one was more on the cushy side than the sporty side, which has been fine because for the last 3 years, along with being an actor and a radio host with you, I've also been a professional patient, as I like to call it. I've had three knee replacements in the last 3 years. And let's face it, I haven't felt like myself. I've been in recovery mode for the last 3 years, which is a decent amount of your life to be recovering from anything. So I think my car choice reflected that. I love my car. It's very comfortable, but I wasn't really in the mood to drive anything sporty or too crazy because I needed to be comfortable so my legs weren't jostling around. now that I'm healing, I started getting that itch. Because Mark, both of us have always been sporty, not necessarily sports car guys. I never needed a Porsche, a Ferrari, or anything too fancy, but sporty. I've been a GTI guy. You know, I've been a Volkswagen, a BMW M3 guy, which has become a more expensive car than it ever used to be. But I like driving something sporty. So finding that bridge between the comfort luxury versus sporty world without breaking the bank kind of situation. So I found a car based on a car that you love, which would be the Golf R, in that same, you know, Volkswagen, Audi, Porsche family. The Audi S3 is basically the sedan version of the Golf R. A little more refined, a little bit nicer interior because it's Audi versus Volkswagen. The engine isn't quite as fast as the Golf R, but it's pretty close. All-wheel drive, quattro. So
yeah.
I put some feelers out there, found out there were 7 of these cars of any type, and I was looking for a specific color, this and that. There were 7 of these cars in the entire state. 7 of these cars, not necessarily with my specs, with the packages I wanted, or the color, 7 total cars in my state of this model. So I sort of figured, you know what, I'll probably have to wait till next year, or I'll have to maybe place an order for one for a car that's going to come in a year from now. You know what that's like, right? I think you did it with the Golf R, didn't you?
I did.
Put an event, and then no guarantee it's actually going
to come
in. I'd
still be waiting, to be perfectly honest, if I didn't give up.
I know. So, you know, we figured, oh, we're going to wait. And I went to the dealer. They gave me the information. So the next day we go visit my family, Tracy's family down in Torrance, which is about 45 miles from here. While we're having lunch and looking at my nephew's new apartment, I get a call from the dealer. Your car's here. We have it.
That's
I'm like,
so
what?
Funny.
They found the car. And I was like, oh, I guess I'm picking up a car today. So on Thursday, I picked up my S3. And I'm here to tell you, I've never had more fun driving a car. It is the most fun car I've ever owned.
Wow.
It's that great match of, you know, nice features, great tech, really comfortable ride, but really, really fun to drive. It's a car that has sort of that Jekyll and Hyde personality. You're driving down the road and everything's nice and cushy. You step on the gas and it drops down and growls and you're having a blast. So I almost feel, and Mark, I know this is going to sound weird because I'm not like a possession kind of person. Car, you know, cars are fun and I enjoy them and I've been a car guy, but, you know, I've leased and I never got too attached to anything. But I almost feel like more like myself in this car because I'm driving something that requires interaction. I'm not just sitting there and riding. I'm actually driving again, which is something I haven't done in a few years because of my legs and I haven't had a stick shift. This is not a stick. Strangely enough, they do not make this car in a stick anymore. So it's only automatic with a dual clutch transmission. But I'm having so much fun and I'm feeling more like me. So I almost feel like it's helping me in the healing process because I'm feeling more like I used to feel before I had all those surgeries. And I know that sounds ridiculous, but again, I feel like this car is more me than what I've been driving for the past couple of years. So yeah.
I haven't had that feeling in a long time. And honestly, I haven't had that feeling since my Golf R. And I regained that feeling in my current car, which is a Volvo XC60. About a month and a half into driving it, I really started feeling, you know what, this is me. Like, I get into the car, and the car is an extension of me, you know? I know the space. I know what I can get through. It's an interesting feeling that if you've never had it before, you don't really know what you're missing. Tech-wise on this car, like, it's got everything. Digital cockpit, the beautiful new interior. They've gotten rid of those round vents.
Everyone hated the round stuff, apparently.
Like,
you weren't the only
cool,
one.
The cool animated LED like taillights. Is that something that's out yet, or is that still one of those testing things that I keep referring to?
No, so it has I forgot there's a term for it, when the lights sort of pulse from the inside out when you're turning, like that makes that directional, where the light kind of points in the direction for you and pulsates in that direction. There are 3 different versions that you can get, and Audi does this, I think, with a lot of their cars, Premium, Premium Plus, and Prestige. To get the animated lights, which you can control the animation that they do, you actually can choose among the different animated, you know, scenarios that they have.
Yeah.
You need the Prestige model for that. I ended up getting the Premium Plus because that's what they had, loaded with a bunch of things, but it didn't come with 2 things that I wanted. It didn't come with the animated lights. And as you told me, it didn't really matter that it didn't come with a heads-up display because with my polarized glasses, I never would have seen it. So I didn't get the heads-up display, which only comes with the Prestige, and I didn't get the animation of the lights, but I did get the full LED You know, the lights are totally cool and, you know, do all these cool things. They just don't, you can't control the animations on them. But the tech is fantastic. I get wireless CarPlay. I get that Digital Cockpit Pro, which is bigger than the standard one that comes on the S3, which you only get with a certain package or the Prestige, which lets you make your entire dashboard show Google Earth Maps, which is fantastic. You can actually have Google Earth Maps as part of the in-car navigation running simultaneously with CarPlay. So you have CarPlay on your head unit, Google Earth on your dashboard. And the great thing is, what a lot of people don't realize, unfortunately, is if you lose cellular connection anywhere, you lose Siri, which means you lose CarPlay. So it's nice to have that backup GPS in the car. So if anything happens with Siri, I have a secondary system in the car right there that works fantastically. So it's got a ton of tech. And you know what the most ridiculous thing it has, Mark, that I love, and it's so stupid. Before people get on me, I know it's stupid. And it's not a real feature. But so when you open up the door, it has, you know, some cars have the projector that projects the logo of the car onto the ground. This one has like a color laser projector that has this S, this red S. It's like Superman steps out of the car every time. I'm like, look at me now.
That's so funny.
And it's one of these things that reeks, you know, of like, oh, look at my car. It isn't that at all. I just giggle when I see it because I think it's super ridiculous
It's taking a safety feature to a new level. If you can hack that so that it changes every time, or maybe you can watch YouTube like on the ground in front of you.
Run the video through the laser projector in my door. It's like, honey, why are you looking down at the ground? Why are you looking at the curb? Stop, I'm watching a video. Leave me alone. Yeah. So it's one of those things that it's ridiculous and I'm aware of it, but I'm having a ton of fun with it. So yeah, more than anything, great fun car to drive. If you're looking for that daily driver that you can have fun with that is super fast, super fun on the track, but really great for family and fun as a daily driver, the S3 is unbelievable. It's a little pricey, but I don't say it's, you know, overpriced only because I feel that what you get in return is commensurate with what you put out. So I think the value is there. It just ain't cheap, but they do start at around $45 US and you can spec it up to about
$45 US.
$45 US. Yeah. I meant 45,000. Yeah, 45 would be awesome. Yeah. So it starts about 45K and then you could spec it up to the high 50s. But and the lease rates are actually good, much better than the pricing would indicate. So the leases are actually fairly reasonable, even though the prices go pretty high.
Well, I look forward to hearing about this car in 3 months from now, because there are always things that you discover which are pretty cool. And we're not done talking cars, because we're going to be talking about some pretty cool announcements about a new version of the Ford Mach-E at the end of this show. We're going to be talking to somebody from Ford all about that announcement and the evolution of that vehicle. So do stick around. It is your Tech Report. He is Mitchell. I am Mark. We'll be back in just a moment.
Your Tech Report will be right back.
Hi, I'm Connie Thiessen, the host of Broadcast Dialogue, the podcast. We focus on Canada and the challenges facing Canadian radio and TV, as well as highlighting those moving the industry forward from podcasting and streaming to new broadcast tech. Check us out at BroadcastDialogue.com or your favorite podcast app.
What happens when we play outside? We become healthier, both mentally and physically. We become more creative and more focused. We connect with nature, each other, and ourselves. Let's Take This Outside, a new podcast hosted by me, Marianne Iveson, an aspiring outdoor athlete and nature lover. I speak to athletes, outdoor professionals, and scientists about their connection to nature, how it affects their performance and everyday life. Let's Take This Outside, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, and at letstakethisoutside.ca.